I made a breakfast scrambled burrito to bring into work with me this morning. And I used what I thought I cleaned out all the seeds. And I used a couple of pieces of jalapeno in it. I thought I cleaned out all the seeds. I didn't. Well, anyways, enough of that. We'll talk about the weather, not what I had to eat this morning. And we'll also talk about the 1.5 to 3 inches of snow we've received. Hi, Pat.
Well, good morning.
It all depends where you were, once again. Anywhere from an inch and a half, and some locations, which probably just had colder ground than other locations, have somewhere around 2.5 to 3 inches. And all the state roads were covered, as well as the town covered. So, I mean, it was a little slippery a ride in this morning.
Yeah, and that was expected. Yeah. I thought we'd have, on the average, about an inch. Again, this is to me a non-event and a day late and a dollar short. I have some Christmas music playing in the background in the Weather Center.
I hear that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to have this tonight into early tomorrow morning. Instead, you're going to wind up having freezing rain, which means things are going to get a little bit on the icy side. So we have to worry about that.
Well, for the first time ever... Ever in my life, I'll be working remotely. I was going to take the day off completely, but just in case, it's fairly, really, really icy in the morning, I will work remotely from my studio at Casa Miles.
Okay. That's not bad. That's good. I don't see anything wrong with that, do you?
No. We had a pretty big power outage for about 35 minutes here, Well, Sharon, Lakeville, Salisbury, North Canaan, and then across the border in Falls Village, Connecticut, and then across the border in New York, Millerton, Ankrum, we all lost power. It's very rare that a power outage happens in two regions like that. What it was a major feeder line, which comes into New York and into Connecticut. And by the way, that feeder line can be turned around so power can be sent to, from Connecticut to New York. Well, there was a malfunction there. But I'll give the power grid operators a pat on the back. They had it all fixed within about 35 to 40 minutes.
Oh, that's great. But that okay, was a, that's good.
That's a pretty big power outage. But they had it all fixed. So, and we've got snow on the ground for Christmas Eve. What's wrong with that, you know?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. And any leftover snow showers will give it some sun today. As temperatures go to 35 to 40, so there's going to be melting. Then it refreezes tonight, cloudy 25 to 30. Your Christmas Day in the morning starts with freezing rain. And that freezing rain will change to rain showers. Again, 35 to 40. That will end Christmas night. Sunday will be cloudy. There could be a scattered snow shower. It's windy in the 30s. And Monday, sun followed by clouds with a high of 40, we could have some unsettled weather moving back in on Tuesday. But overall, it's just going to be, you know, a tricky weather tomorrow. If anybody has to travel early, I'm talking before noontime, you're going to find icy conditions. But after lunchtime, it should be just plain old rain and kind of dismal for Christmas Day.
When you say plain old rain, is it going to be a steady rain or is it going to be more like a sprinkly, showery rain?
No, I don't think showery. I think it'll be like either light rain or drizzle.
Okay.
So when it's not light rain, it'll be like a drizzle or a mist.
A mist. I was going to say a mist and a heavy mist.
Yeah, that's the way it looks. And
well, we won't mist that.
No. That's interesting there. It's very stormy out west. West coast through the Rockies. They have avalanche danger in the Colorado Rockies, and that's interesting because they went from a snow drought in Colorado to avalanche danger. That only goes to show you how the weather has been so topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
But we've been very fortunate because, again, this is all we're getting, this light stuff. We're not getting anything, no big heavy storms, and that's going to be a blessing right through the Christmas weekend. I told you tonight I'm going over to Nick's town over for Christmas Eve to have fish. You know, they'll do the typical Italian kind of Christmas Eve. So I go there. Tomorrow morning, church. come back, shower, change, ride to Long Island, come back tomorrow night, sleep a little, Sunday, get back in the car, go to Westchester for a Christmas brunch given by Joanna Vinnie, and then come back home and die, literally, Sunday night, to the point where AJ has consented to work for me on Monday so I can have a day off. Because to me, I don't really have a day off. When you think about it, huh. I'm working all day today, and then it's nonstop from tonight right through Sunday.
Well, you deserve that day off on Monday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I will have to, you know, come in the weather center like you do and prepare stuff for Monday, but it's still, at least I will be able to, like, in my mind, say to myself on Sunday, Pat, don't worry, you don't have to rush home, you don't have to work, because you don't have to get up at 2:45 Monday morning. Yeah. So I could take a little bit, you know, a little easier, although it's a brunch, so I'm assuming I'm not going to get home too late on Sunday. And then, of course, I text Marshall yesterday because I got a response from the jury commission, because I did send them a letter saying how, you know, it's really not possible for me to do this, to do jury duty, because I'm the only one here. There's nobody to court Monday through Friday. And the response was two sentences. There are no occupational exemptions, period. You can be excused. So when I first looked at that, I'm saying to myself, do they mean to say you can't be excused? But that's apostrophe T.
Yeah.
I could see you leaving out an apostrophe, you know, or one of them, but not both. You can be excused. So Marshall took it as if to say, you're excused now, but maybe not the next time.
I would hold on to that email or that letter.
I have it. I'm bringing it. I will see my attorney tomorrow. He'll be at the relative's house. He also is a relative, by the way. And I'm bringing my letter and the response. And he does a lot of work in court as an attorney. So I'm going to bring the letter and ask him what he thinks.
All right. Now, when you're going for this fish dinner,
yeah,
what type of fish is being served?
Shrimp scampi, lobster tails. Let me see if I can remember. Filet. Trying to remember. I think scallops. Everything but bacala.
Sounds good. And everything will have marinara on it, right? or garlic.
I would believe so. And he said that Joe told me, he said, don't worry, Pat, you know, I know you don't eat all the fish. I said, no. He said, I'm also making chicken parmesan.
Well, there you go.
So I mean, so it's nice. And a few of his cousins will be there. So it's not a big thing, but they do it every year. And when he heard that I was going to be home alone, he called me and he said, you know, come over. He said, you know, it's no big deal. He said, you know, 3 minutes away. I said, yeah, no problem. So I will. So I'll do that. Before I do that, I'm going to dress as Santa. Yeah. And I'm going to FaceTime my great niece. She's 2.5 now. And my nephew tells me that she's been very excited about Santa and Christmas this year. You know, she's a little bit older.
Yeah.
She also has a sister who's 6 months. But, you know, she probably won't appreciate it. So I'll dress as Santa and FaceTime them before I go over, and just tell her to make sure that she leaves me cookies and milk for my way there tonight. And, you know, and give her a little thrill.
Now, you like lobster, right?
I love lobster.
Yeah, so you like shrimp, right?
I like shrimp, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, lobster, shrimp, and lasagna, come on.
not lasagna. Chicken parmesan.
Oh, I mean, chicken parmesan, come on.
Yeah. Not bad, right?
Is there going to be some pasta fazool there as well?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I made, I think I went over this with you a while back. I made my famous ice cream cake,
yeah.
Where you put it in a foil pan, you make it out of ice cream sandwiches.
Yep.
And in between each layer, you put Cool Whip and hard shell topping. So I made a nice big ice cream cake. It's in the freezer now, and I'll bring it over today.
All right. Well, you are a busy guy, and you're going to have a busy weekend, and you won't speak here Tuesday, so I have to say this to you now. Merry Christmas to you and yours and to all your friends, and enjoy it.
And the same to you, Marshall, and all of our listeners. Of course, this is one of my very favorite stations to work with. So I look forward. It's not the new year yet, but I look forward to coming back on Tuesday and hopefully giving you a nice report for the New Year's weekend.
All right. Pat, have a happy Merry Christmas and a great weekend, and I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Yeah, be safe, Marshall.
Yep, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning.